Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA and NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. And don't forget this weekend, as the Run to the Roses is on at the Kentucky Derby. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers, and today I'm doing a special look at the NFL Draft 2022 recap of the Buffalo Bills, who they picked, and my grade for their selections. So if you enjoyed this video or this episode of the podcast, like it, comment, share it, and subscribe. We have thousands of videos on Facebook and YouTube. We also have over 900 episodes of our podcast, thanks to the Believe Podcast Network. Anywhere this podcast, you can find it and download it. And we have just a large amount of draft content, history specials, legends interviews. Once the games start, we're going to be doing game previews again. So check out our channel. We have something for you. We've covered every single team, it feels like. We also just talk about a bunch of amazing people in the world. We interview a bunch of awesome people each and every single week. So please go over there, check us out, and be sure to leave a comment because we respond to everyone. Positive or negative, we're here for it because without you, none of this would be possible. So let's get things going. Enough chatter. Let's get at it. Buffalo Bills, they have the 23rd selection in round one. They went with cornerback Kair Elam. Check out the video our dude Bobby Butler did on him not too long ago with Vincent Turner and learn more about Mr. Elam. 21, missed a few games with a knee injury, but he still played in 10 games, racking up 29 tackles with one interception and 5 pass breakups. 2020, though, led the team with 11 passes defended with 39 tackles and 2 interceptions. Also had first-team All-SEC honors from the league coaches. So, very good player, played with Florida, and I knew that with Tre'Davious White needs a little bit of help, I knew that the Bills needed to get a cornerback, and lo and behold, they got one. First round, 23rd overall, so far off to a hot start, and it keeps getting better. Round two, pick 63. They went out of the national champion Georgia Bulldogs running back, James Cook. 2021 did a great job. Obviously, national championship, 113 carries, 728 yards, 6.4 average, and 7 scores. And as a receiver, an impressive 27 catches, 284 yards, 10.5 average, and 4 touchdowns. Played 15 games with 3 starts. Of course, they had Zeus White. But Cook, very good for a backup. And going to the Bills, I feel like he's going to slide perfectly in with that system, with that running back core. And I expect to see James Cook doing some big work on Sundays. Happy for the young man going to the Bills. Round three, pick 89, Terrell Bernard, the linebacker out of Baylor University, representing the Baylor Bears. 2021, he started in 13 games and was a first-team all-league status. Led BYU with 106 tackles, 7.5 sacks as well, and 12.5 tackles for loss, and also decided to break up 4 passes as well. He was the 2022 Sugar Bowl MVP as well, guys, because guess what? He had 20 tackles, 20, 2 sacks as well, and a pass breakup, and they beat Ole Miss in the game also, by the way. So this is a big game player, huge player, great career. He did have a season-ending shoulder injury in 2020, came back strong 21, and did a phenomenal job. I love this pick by the Bills. I'm surprised he went this deep,
But hey, you got a steal in the third round, I believe. No picks in round four, so let's go on to round five. We go with wide receiver from Boise State, Khalil Shakur. And Khalil had a very good season in 2021. He was limited because he did have surgery on his lower body. But that was before the season, by the way. It didn't affect his play, though. 77 catches, 1,117 total yards. That's good for 14.5 per catch. And also 7 touchdowns in 12 games. Also had first team all-league honors and decided to rush the ball a little bit too, right, with some of those wide receiver sweeps. 130 yards, 21 carries, good for 6.2 average per run. And guess what? He also returned a few kickoffs as well. So multifaceted, can do a lot on the field. And Khalil is going to be a really good option for the Bills for their offense. If you need him to do some running plays, good. If you need him to do some kickoffs, perfect. If you need him to be another option for Josh Allen, bam, he's right there. Good pick in round five. Going to round six, they go with the punt god, everyone calls him. Selection 180, Matt Araiza from San Diego State University. Won the Ray Guy Award as the nation's top punter. Also first team All-Press All-American. And also was the Mountain West Conference Special Teams Player of the Year, getting All-Conference honors as well in 21. Had 62 touchbacks on 73 kickoffs in the air. That's pretty solid there. Also, as a place kicker, pretty good. Is going to need some work, though. Mostly used as a punter as opposed to a place kicker. He went 18 of 28 and 6 of 15. But he was perfect from extra points with 45 of 45. Also, he set a NCAA single season record by averaging 51.2 yards per attempt with his kicks. So, I mean, you got someone named the punt god. I think he can live up to it. We'll see how he can do in the NFL. Round six, Christian Benford, cornerback from Villanova, 6'1", 208 pounds. Started all 13 games for Villanova this past season, recorded 39 tackles, led the FCS with 18 pass breakups, and ranked second with 7 interceptions to nab himself first-team All-American and also All-Conference recognition. So a guy that I don't even know if we covered on the show here, honestly. I can't remember. Cornerback from Villanova. Villanova, obviously, we know is more of a basketball school. And Christian Benford, obviously, after reading those stats, very impressive. I mean, if you lead the league in pass breakups and also with 7 interceptions, I get, you know, they're always going to be the knock of, well, who do they play? But that's still impressive. I don't care who you play. As long as you put up impressive numbers, I'm going to be impressed by you. So very good selection in round six by the Buffalo Bills. We have Luke Tenuta, the offensive tackle from Virginia Tech University, pick 209 overall. Overall rate, 2020 started 9 games, 2021 started in 10 games at left tackle. So another guy who, late round pick, going to have to wait his time to get a good amount of snaps in the league, especially as a right tackle, as a left tackle. But like I said, he is going to make some work do. Just give him some time, and I feel like he'll make the field. And finally, the last selection, we are going to rock with Baylen Specter, linebacker out of Clemson. Now, I personally, I did a player profile on him a while ago, and everyone just loved him. He was a little bit older. But as the final selection in this draft for the Bills at pick number 231, I mean, they got someone who everyone loved at Clemson. And I feel like he's going to be a great dude in the locker room for the Buffalo Bills. He did pretty much everything you can as a player. He started in 10 of 12 games this past year in 21, 75 tackles, career high for him. 4.5 for loss, 2.5 sacks, and 1 pick. So very solid there. A lot of tackles in 20 as well. 72 tackles, 4.5 sacks, and 10.5 tackles for loss in 2020. This guy, he's from Calhoun, Georgia. So you know we got to give some love to him here on the show. We film out of Georgia. His father was a Clemson alum. His brother is currently on the team right now, Brandon Specter. And his sister, former Clemson cheerleader, so they had a lot of ties to the school. He decided, you know, he has to leave. But for someone who I feel like he could be a good selection as a 7th round pick, right? As your final pick. I mean, he could be someone who you keep on as a guy who could pretty much just do it all. I like Baylen Specter. He, like I say, he's 23. Going to be 24 in October. So he's, like I said, a little bit older. But someone who I feel like they did a good selection with as their final pick. And I feel like he's going to be on the team just for his locker room status alone. They gave him, I believe, team captaincy at Clemson. So we will see how this young man can do. Like the pick by the Bills. So overall, if I had to grade this draft class by Buffalo, I will go with a solid B+. I like the picks here. I like that they got Elam to help out right away. Also, you got James Cook to be a notable running back in your system. Bernard was nice. Khalil Shakir was solid. The punt god. And also, I really like the Christian Benford pick. That was probably the steal of the draft, perhaps. We'll have to see how it plays out. But I really like, after looking and doing some more research on the young man, seeing his stats, I like what I see. Then also, Tanuda and Spectre, guys who are going to have to work a little bit more to get on the field. But we will see what they do. So please drop a comment. How do you think the Bills did this 2022 draft class? We would love to hear your comments and your takes.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Like I said, I've been your host, Logan Lairs. Thank you all so much for watching. But if you haven't done so already, please check us out on Facebook and YouTube. Each and every single week, we go live with videos. Check out our episodes on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts for some amazing episodes of your, if you choose the audio route, if you're in your car, if you're doing a workout, if you're making some dinner for the family, check us out over there. We have episodes ranging anywhere from 5 minutes to 10 minutes to 15 to 20 to 25 to 30 to an hour long, just depending on what we're talking about, who we are talking to. And we have amazing 2022, 2020, 2021, 2019 draft stuff. See if we got those predictions right. If we thought someone's going to be an all pro, and if we are right, if we are wrong, go check that out. Also, history specials each and every single week. Our dude, Mr. Football, Vince Turner, breaking down some of the game's greatest players, some of the game's most forgotten players that you might have forgot about who played for your team for a couple of seasons in college and in the NFL. Our dude, Bobby Butler, with top-tier interviews each and every week, bringing on former NFL players, former Florida State players, or just anyone in his community out there in Delray Beach who he is chatting up with each and every single week. Also, shout out to everyone else on our team. Our dude, amazing producer, Jeremiah Long, for making it happen. Our videos go out every single week on Mondays, so check out what we do. And, of course, I've been your host today, Logan Lairs, talking about the Buffalo Bills and their 2022 draft recap. Have a tremendous week, everyone, and we will talk to you again on another live episode. See you then.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.